Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are beginning Perek Beis of Maseches Sanhedrin. We'll be doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Kohen Gadol dan v'danan oso. The Kohen Gadol can be a judge, and if he's in court, others may judge him. So he's not immune or exempt from going to court and being judged. Me'id u'me'idin oso. He may serve as a witness, and others may serve as a witness against him. Choletz v'choltzin le'ishto. If his brother dies, he may perform chalitza, the separation from the brother's widow. V'choltzin le'ishto. If he dies, his brother may perform chalitza with his wife. U'me'yabmin es ishto. And his brother may perform yibum. He may marry the deceased Kohen Gadol's wife. Aval hu enu miyabem, but he cannot perform yibum, he cannot marry his deceased brother's wife, mipnei shehu aser b'almana, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. Meis lo meis, if one of his close relatives dies, enu yotzei achar mita, he does not go out and follow the funeral procession. El hei nichsin v'hu nigle, hei niglin v'hu nichse. Rather, he has to follow them kind of surreptitiously. When they're in, he's out. When they're out, he's in. Meaning that if they go down one street, he has to wait till they leave that street before he can enter it. So he cannot be in the same street as the funeral procession at the same time. V'yotzi mahen ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir. And he can go with them as far as the city gates. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eno yotze min hamigdash. He says he's not allowed to leave the temple at all. Shenamar, and he quotes a pasuk, Umin hamigdash liyetze. He's not allowed to leave the temple. Now, of course, the first opinion also knows this pasuk, and we'll see why they differ. Ukishahu menachem acherim, when the Kohen Gadol goes to be menachem aval, when he goes to comfort others on their loss. Derech kol ha'am ovrim ze achar ze. The nature of all people is that they just go past the mourner one right after the other. V'hamamune mimatzo beinu leben ha'am. And the appointed one, and we'll see that this refers to the deputy Kohen Gadol, the skun, he stands between the Kohen and the people. And we'll again see in the Bart Noram more clarification on what's going on there. Ukishahu misnachem me'acherim, and when other people come to comfort the Kohen Gadol on his loss, kol ha'am omrim lo anu kaparascha. All the people say to him, we are your atonement. Vu omer lahen, tis baruchu min ha'shamayim. And then he says to them, may you be blessed from heaven. Ukishim mavrin oso, and when they feed him the meal after the loss of a family member, kol ha'am mesubin al ha'aretz, v'hu meisev al hasafsal. Everyone sits on the ground, but he sits on a bench. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Kohen Gadol, eno yotze achar hamita. He does not go out after the funeral procession. Doma asik lemingab mitoch tirdaso, brachmana amar bialko nafashos meis lo yavo. So perhaps, out of his grief, he'll throw himself on the coffin or in some way touch something that he's not allowed to touch, and we see that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to make himself impure for the sake of a dead person. Hey nichsin v'hu nigle, they're in, he's out, they're in. Kevin shen iskasu nosei hamita min hamaboy, klomar sheyotsu mimenu. When the people carrying the coffin leave the street, hu nigle v'nichnas besocho, then he's allowed to enter the street. Aval kolzman shehei nigolen v'nirin b'maboy, hu nichse mimenu, she'eno nichnas l'socho. But as long as they're in the street, he has to stay behind concealed and not enter the street. V'yotze mahen ad Pesach ha'ir, he can go with them as far as the city gates. She'be'ir metzuyin mabos, there are streets in the city. V'yochel l'hiskasos mehen, so he can conceal himself from them. He can be down an alley when they're out in the street, and when they go turn right, he can come out into the street. Aval chutz la'ir lekehikir. But outside the city, there are no streets, so he can't have this separation. As a reminder, he has to distance himself from the deceased. So the second opinion is he's not allowed to go after the coffin at all. He has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. So quotes a pasuk to support that. Shnemar min HaMikdash lo yatza. He's not allowed to leave the temple. Rabbi Yehuda darish umin HaMikdash lo yatza kol ikar. Rabbi Yehuda feels that this means that he can't leave the temple at all. Rabbi Meir darish umikdushaso lo yatza. But Rabbi Meir feels it means that he's not allowed to depart not the temple, but his state of sanctity. He has to be careful not to touch the deceased or the coffin or any of those things. And in the city, there are streets that can serve as a reminder, and therefore he can be careful. But the halacha in this matter follows Rabbi Yehuda. He's not allowed to leave the temple at all. When the Kohen Gadol pays a visit to comfort others, everyone agrees that he can go and follow the funeral procession that's not for his own relative. Because he's not in grief, so he's not going to come to forget himself and touch something that he shouldn't. So the appointed one stands in between. He goes to the right of the Kohen Gadol, and the rest of the people are on the Kohen Gadol's left. So you see the Kohen Gadol is in the middle. And who's Hamune? Who's the appointed one? Hu Haskan, that's the deputy Kohen Gadol. Shehumamune la'abod tachas Kohen Gadol im yara psul b'Kohen Gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. He's appointed. His job is to step in and substitute for the Kohen Gadol if something should happen that prevents the Kohen Gadol from performing the Yom Kippur service. Ukishemavrinoso, and when they give him the meal after the funeral, she'avol aser lechol suda rishona mishalo. A mourner is not allowed to eat the first meal prepared by himself. The krovav ohavav machilin oso. Rather, his friends and relatives, they feed him a meal. Let's move on to Mishnah Beis. Hamelech lo don v'lo donin oso. A king may not judge or be judged by others. Lo meid v'lo meidin oso. He may not serve as a witness, nor may others serve as witnesses against him. Lo choletz v'lo choltzin le'ishto. He does not perform chalitza, nor do others perform chalitza to his wife if he dies. Lo miyabim v'lo miyabnin le'ishto. He does not perform yibum if his brother dies, nor does his brother perform yibum if he dies. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, im ratza lachlotz o liyabim zachor l'tov. Rabbi Huda says that if the king wants to perform yibum or chalitza, then we praise him for it. It reflects well on him. Amru lo, but the others said to him, ein shomin lo, we don't listen to the king if he wants to do this. Vein nosin almanoso, and you're not allowed to marry the king's widow. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, nosei hamelech almanoso shel melech. One king may marry the widow of another king. Shekein matzinu b'David, because we see that David did this, shenosa almanoso shel Shaul. He married Shaul's widow, King Saul's widow, shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk, v'yet nalecha es beis adonecha v'yes nosei adonecha b'chekecha. That God said, I will give you the house of your master and the wives of your master in your embrace. So we see that God was telling him that he could marry Shaul's wives after he became king. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Hamelech lo don v'lo don enoso. The king is not allowed to judge or be judged. But davka malchei Yisrael. This refers specifically to the kingdom of Israel, not to the kingdom of Judah. She'enam nishman ledivrei chachamim, because they didn't follow the words of the sages. Aval melech mimachi beis David, but a king of the Davidic dynasty, dan v'danen oso, they can judge and they can be judged. She'nemar, and there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, beis David, ko'amar Hashem, dino leboker mishpat. So in this pasuk, the kings of the dynasty of David are impelled to administer justice diligently. Ein shomin lo, if the king wants to perform yibum or chalitza, we don't listen to him. Demelech shemachol akvodo en kvodo machol, because if a king wants to forego his honor, we do not permit that. Basically, it's not his honor to forego. Veganai hu lo, and it would be very disgraceful to him, sheyachlotz v'yarka bifanav, if he performed chalitza, that his sister-in-law would spit in his face. And if he can't do chalitza, then he can't do yibum, because the two go together. Bechein halacha, and this is the halacha, that the king does not perform yibum or chalitza. Melech nosei amnoso shamelech, a king can marry the widow of another king, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'ha, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda in this matter. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.